Chapter 2. When an American gives a talk before an audience, he often begins with a joke. This is true whether the audience is large or small, and whether the occasion is formal or informal. A joke at the beginning of a speech is called an icebreaker. What is the idea behind the icebreaker? Before a speaker begins his talk, a cold relationship exists between himself and his audience. They are strangers to each other. This is not comfortable. The speaker wants to create a warm relationship with his audience, so he offers a joke. The audience responds with laughter. Then both sides feel that they have shared an experience. The ice is broken between the speaker and audience. A good icebreaker is not just a funny joke. It should have some connection with the topic of the speech. There are some common types of beginnings for icebreakers. For example, a speaker may say, "A funny thing happened to me on the way to this meeting," and then go on to make a joke about something related to the topic. Another common opening line is, "When I was asked to talk about this subject, it reminded me of the story of the three salesmen who..." If you hear these or similar statements, you can be sure that what follows is intended to be a joke. After the icebreaker, some speakers will become serious for the rest of their speech. But that is not true in every case. Many speakers feel that humor is a highly effective way to keep the audience interested. They also believe that it helps the audience to remember the content of the speech. A special kind of public talk is the debate. In a debate, two sides of a question are argued before an audience. For example, a debate might be held on the question, "Should there be a single world government?" The debaters may be two individuals or two teams. But in any case, nearly all debaters use humor. Humor makes the speaker in debate and in every other setting seem more human, more familiar, and more warm-hearted than a speaker who deals only with facts.